Oh, the world's safe spaces. Oh, protect me so I don't hear something that offends me. And so, you know, you rush to this place where the lies can just be continually told to you. The church is, it's not a safe space. It's not safe at all. It's so much better. I always think of the way that Willoughby put it for the Southeastern District years and years ago. I've told you this story 100 times, but I mean, he says, "I love your Lutheran theology of baptism, man. A visitor darkens the door of your church. You grab a hold of him and you say, oh man, that life you're living right now, it's not worth living. You come down here to the font. We're going to kill you and we're going to give you a brand new life, and that life will be worth the living." So this better than being safe is being holy, and the holy space is holy because this is where the Holy Spirit is at work to sanctify us by giving us faith in Christ and giving us a participation in the divine life, which is what we were created for. Do you remember how Lewis said it? He is not tame, but he is good. Aslan, the lion. That's how it is with our God. He is not tame. There is no safe space around him, but he is good. And when he says things that slay you, like the law, it's only that he might speak a word to you of resurrection and give you life again. And then when he brings you into that life, he brings you into a place where you'll never need an earthly safe place ever, ever again. And a person like that is a person who in their heart of hearts is living in the safe place, the forgiveness and mercy and love of God in Christ.